The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. A Cohen cross-examination happy hour. I don't know. Do you still want to talk about Cohen? I'm a little disappointed. I am quite nervous that he's going to get the old man off talking about Trump. Not because he wanted to. If anything, he came off. I played Will Ferrell from the campaign. He came off as so desperate he would do anything. Perhaps even mold his testimony. I think there is reasonable doubt about whether or not at least a specific phone call, one of the linchpin phone calls, there is reasonable doubt. I think it is fair to think that at least one of the jurors has reasonable doubt about whether or not this phone call ever took place for the purpose that Michael Cohen said it did, which was to confirm to the boss, Donald Trump, that the payoff had been made to Stormy Daniels October 24th, 2016. A lot of conversation about that phone call. And it was through Keith Schiller. Keith Schiller has not been called, will not be called. The prosecution's last witness is Michael Cohen. So Cohen can suck, and I can be a little despondent that Cohen might have got the guy off. But how do you end with that guy? The lying liar guy. You know, so what? You can say, we wouldn't have chosen this witness. We wouldn't have gone to Central Casting and chosen this guy. Donald Trump did. And that, you know, it's an effective zinger. Maybe if it was a presidential debate, you'd use that one. But anyways, if you want to talk about the Cohen, you certainly can. 844-967-2789. The text line's up and toll free and working for you. I should be looking at the text line. I had not been. Here are a few of the text. Some of you are less than coherent. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best, but I got to work with what I'm given here. You know, I read directly what's on the teleprompter, so I got to be careful. Judge is going to ask Trump, personally, whether he wants to testify. Going to be hard for him to say no. Jeff, our trash text and lawyer friend from Shorewood Notes. Yeah, the defendant still has the right to make his own call. He can audible at the last minute. Omaha, Omaha. Trump could literally say, yes, I'm going to do it. Because he thinks it's good for the campaign. And if the prior assumption was he was getting convicted, you know, unless they could smear Michael Cohen, and Michael Cohen makes himself an easy target. But we didn't know that going into court, right? Let's say the presumption was Trump was going to lose a conviction. You know, he's going to put it off. He's going to win the presidency. Desperation comes later. But if he gets off, my great fear, you know, he's going to claim vindication, victory. That irks me because it will be less than that. But love to hear from you. Again, 844-967-2789. Donald John Trump, John Barron, Barron John Trump. Yes, he uses many pseudonyms. Here's another one. Michael in the 608. Cohen should have been first and left Pecker for last on the stand. That's the way all the docs and Pecker is fresh for deliberation. I agree with you. Any other batting order? I mean, I don't know how you got this guy in the cleanup spot when you went. Here's a listener on WFHR. Tyler wants to know what Captain Crudy will exclaim when the love boat smacks into a wall of prosecutorial blunder blocks. Damn! Yeah, something of that sort. I did get the Jordan love boat out. I've been working on the love boat. One of my first actions, I had the lovely Mrs. Crudy with me. It was Sunday. It was Mother's Day. And I don't think my wife knew that part fair texter, part of the job, Tyler, is, you know, to help push off. So we were pushing off, but stiff wind on Sunday. And, you know, one of my first time driving the boat, I'd let my son mostly drive up until then. And, you know, I'm forgetting, there's no brake. You got to forward and back, and the motor's barely started. And so Mrs. Crudy effectively says to me, you're going to back into that tree because there's some lumber in the water. And then I did. And then she effectively said, told ya. And I looked at her and I gave her the glare, you know, the stank eye. And I'm sure I was less than charitable for a Mother's Day. But I'm like, grab an oar, woman. You know, it's all men and women on deck. There's only two of us. If I'm backing it up and you can see that, don't let me do that. So I think it's been a lesson learned for all of us. As I dropped Mrs. Crudy off at the pier and she did not take that immediate boat ride with me, I had to suck up for the rest of the weekend. But I think she now also understands. We're all in this together. We're all Captain Crudies, at least when I'm driving. You know, need lots of people pushing off. 844-967-2789. Be my navigator. Steer me through the rapids. Lori from Monroe. Lori, I got to put my headphones on so I can hear you. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Are you talking to me,
Yes, Lori? Ma'am. I am talking to you, Lori.
Hi, Crudy. How you guys? Hey, what I think is so hilarious is they're calling, you know, Michael Cohen a liar. Look at Trump.
Yeah, who's he lying
you know,
for?
He is lying, so it's who's going to believe the worst liar? I mean, it's just incredible that, you know, that it's come this far. But anyhow, I'm afraid, too. I'm afraid he's going to get off, and then it's just going to be another, you know what, cluster, you know what. And it's just insane. I mean, he just slips out of everything. It is just amazing. So that's all I wanted to say is that, I mean, so Cohen may be a liar, but look at Trump. I mean, do they have to look at that during the trial?
It's interesting, Lori, that
he's lied.
When they certainly pounded the fact that Michael Cohen was a liar. But the interesting part was, seemingly each time they had a reference back, a prior appearance in court or something of this sort, he's lying on behalf of Trump. He's covering
up
Trump's doing business in Russia, and he's lying to the Congress about it. He's lying about this. He's lying about that. But the commonality was he's taking the heat. He's lying on behalf of the boss, who is Donald Trump.
Right.
There's no logical and no doubt Trump hired him literally. Apparently, the guy quit his job, never even went back to his own office. He had provided some legal services, and he went to Trump's office to try and collect from the guy, like $100,000 owed in legal fees. Sounds like a common story, right? Only, instead of collecting on behalf of the firm he worked for, Michael Cohen got offered a job on the spot, was so enamored by Trump that he quit his job. The Trump organization went and boxed his stuff up. They didn't even let Michael Cohen back in his old job. And I suspect Trump never paid the legal fees. So, I mean,
of course not.
They're both twisted. But the only criming that Michael Cohen really did of his own volition And again, it's a point that seemingly he lied about. He either lied during his federal prosecuting, during his sentencing statement, because he, to this moment, claims, well, I didn't really evade taxes. And he apparently had taxi medallions and hid some income, and he's still not taking responsibility. So, you know, seeing him on MSNBC, he's a compelling guest. But in a courtroom under cross-examination, he's just so filthy. You know, there's just...
I know.
It's just hard to believe the guy.
I know. And that's the problem, is that, you know, they're both liars. But like you said, Cohen lied for Trump. And that was the whole thing. I mean, he lied for Trump. Trump lies about everything. So hopefully the jury will take that into consideration. You know, that Trump is a bigger liar than Cohen. And I believe, you know, Cohen, and even though he's kind of being shady on some of his answers, you know, which doesn't help
Shady's very generous in your assessment, Lori. But, yeah, go ahead.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, this whole thing, and I'm for you. I'm terrified that he is going to slip back out. You know, I wrote a book about Trump, and, you know, he is just a slimy, and he just keeps slipping out of everything. And I just pray to God that someday he is going to get nailed by our system. But you never know, because he's such a shyster. You know, it's just scary. So that's all I wanted to say. But thank you guys again. You are remarkable, and I think you're really hitting the North Woods, because I've told you before I have a cabin up north by Eagle River, and I've heard some of the calls. And I think you are changing some of their minds. So I think you guys, you know, building up your radio station and being able to broadcast all over, I think that is so helpful, because they don't hear this stuff up north. They just don't hear it. So thank you so much, you guys. And anybody who's listening, please contribute to the Devil's Advocate, because we need them. We need them now, and we need them to have as much power as far as the radio station. We're almost to Monroe, you guys. I can kind of hear you now in Monroe. Almost. But please donate to the Devil's Advocate.
Well, if nothing else, Lori, we have a enormous bar tab. And we will certainly put it towards that cause. The Friday night fights, Thursday night fights, Saturday night fights. The great debate. Trump v. Biden. Biden put it out there. Did he shyster Trump? Trump's so desperate just to do anything other than get stuck in court. Trump takes the bait. Suddenly, we're on, baby. A CNN debate moderated by Jake Tapper and Dana Bash? Trump may complain after the fact. More devils.
Will you shut up, man? Listen?
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. It's live, I promise. I'm live. No Dom, but, you know, hardly miss him. He'll be back on Monday. Got Rich here, lightly screening the phone calls, 844-967-2789. Also, keep mentioning this presidential debate. Donald Trump v. Joe Biden. The debate will take place in Atlanta, hot Atlanta, 9 p.m. That's Eastern time, 8 p.m. Central, June 27th. I looked it up. That's a Thursday, and will air live on CNN. It will be the first of at least two agreed upon presidential debates. Second one slated to be hosted by ABC on September 10th. Here's the interesting part. They blocked RFK Jr. out. He has not been welcomed to the party, to the debate. They also left the debate commission behind. They made this deal separate of the debate commission. And Donald Trump immediately on some right-wing talk radio show said, yeah, I'll do it. Now, what I understand Joe Biden has agreed to, and I kind of like some of these precursors, the ground rules, because last time it was a cluster. The microphones will be timed. So if you have a minute or 90 seconds, when your time's up, your microphone's off. I like that idea, because I don't like one guy gets to shout down the other guy. I have literally debated, and you wouldn't even believe the guy that shouted me down, Tony Evers. anyways, shut off the mics after the allotted time, and no audience. So there'll be no booing, no heckling. And here's the part that might bug the Trumpster a little bit. At least the first debate. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Now, they did the GOP presidential primary debate that Trump failed to attend. I was there. I was in Des Moines, Iowa back in January. Trump had no show. And they actually wouldn't let me in Newton, Iowa. I'm kind of like Michael Cohen. I'm a little sore about that. Anyways, 844-967-2789. And I know I'm sending you in different directions here, but when we get Rich back, we'll play a little challenge laid out by Joe Biden, kind of laying the lumber to Donald Trump. I found it quite interesting. We'll do that in just a moment. But CJ, in a rare circumstance, I'm taking you out of order, buddy. Welcome to the show, CJ. What do you got for us? CJ, are you even listening to the show?
Hey there, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. CJ, we can talk about one of two topics, and if you stay on track, then we'll go where you want to go. But you can talk about a presidential debate, or you can talk about the Michael Cohen trial. Which do you prefer? Or, pardon me, the Trump hush money trial and the recent testimony of Michael Cohen. Which direction are we going?
My mic off.
What's that? I haven't turned you off yet.
My mic off is the only way you guys can win because I speak the truth. I'm your truth detector.
Okay, lay some truth on me.
All Trump needs is Biden's record because he's the biggest failure, the worst president ever. How's that for a topic?
Give me a couple of stats, since I'm letting you go your direction first. Give me a couple of stats.
How about 13 illegals allowed in, undocumented?
That's not the economy, buddy. Come on, dude.
we
can't run down every rabbit hole, every grievance you've ever had against Joe Biden. We don't have time for all that, CJ.
Okay, how about the fact that Joe Biden says inflation was 9% when he got in office.
That was PolitiFacted false.
1.4.
Well, he's 1. About 14,000 lies behind Trump, but that one was a lie. That was a falsehood. Did you see the stock market hit 40,000 today, CJ? Joe Biden did that.
I know. My stocks are doing amazing.
Joe Biden did that.
Because of Joe. Because inflation's chewing up our profits.
In 4 years, dude, the stock market was 18,000, 19,000 under Trump. We're at 40,000, dude. I'm just talking facts at you. Joe Biden's economy is rocking. If your portfolio is rocking, your economy under Joe Biden's doing just fine.
This is how you dispute. This is how you talk over like you criticize Trump for doing. But just think how your stocks would be doing at 1.4 in inflation. And you used all Trump's tax cuts, didn't you? You used them. Your business did. Your business flourished because of them.
Flourish is a strong word, CJ. If it flourished, I'd still own it. So go ahead.
You used them, though, didn't you, Crudy? You used those tax cuts, didn't you, for business owners, didn't you? I want to hear you say yes.
Yes,
You use Trump.
Yes, I use PPP funding. My understanding, we might have a tornado warning. Let's get to a weather update. Sorry, CJ. Welcome. What do we have? Tornado warning.
Hey, Crudy. We've got a tornado warning in the Milwaukee area, believe it or not. Southeastern Milwaukee County until 5:45. Tornado possible over Oak Creek heading toward the South Milwaukee area. Rotation is pretty strong on radar. There's even a wall cloud there. So if you live from Oak Creek to South Milwaukee and just to the southeast of Greendale, that's where that rotation is. So again, tornado warning till 5:45, southeastern Milwaukee County.
Corey, is this spotter? Is this how do we know that this tornado or
there are what's two spotters there? there's two spotters there that are saying they're watching a rotating wall cloud, which is a precursor to a tornado. It's only got maybe 4 more miles before it'll be over the lake. But if you're between Oak Creek and South Milwaukee right now, that's where the rotation is the strongest. You should be in shelter.
Corey, thank you for the update, man. Thanks for checking in with
us. You bet, bud.
All right. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take more of your phone calls and keep an eye on tornadic weather. South Milwaukee, be careful. Find a safe spot. Put us on the stream. Tell Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's going to be my new emphasis for the month. Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take me to the basement. If there are updates on the weather, we will give you the updates. Never really got CJ on track. He wasn't going to stay on track. You know how CJ is. But we'll try you next if you call us. 844-967-2789. A Thursday happier happy hour. It's always happier when you join the fun.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, a happier happy hour. We're doing it live, and here's how you know for sure-sies. Our listeners in the WAUK 540 AM area, there is a tornado warning, and you are being recommended that you take shelter in place, or per instructions, shelter in place sounds good. According to Milwaukee Sullivan National Weather Service, the affected area is Milwaukee County, and they have issued a tornado warning for southeastern Milwaukee County in southeastern Wisconsin until 5:45 p.m. Thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Oak Creek, moving east at 25 miles per hour. The hazard, tornado, radar indicated rotation. Be careful out there, folks. Seek shelter if you are in the Oak Creek area. 5:45 p.m., about 10 more minutes, the danger zone here. Rich, real quick, the challenge, and we're going to kind of play dual topics here for a bit. The Michael Cohen testimony, certainly, if you want to talk about that, let's talk. 844-967-2789. I am disappointed, but I've got some encouraging news from, you know, a never Trumper, at least. A lawyer, we'll see, just hold tight. But also, Joe Biden's challenge to Donald Trump. Let's hear it, Rich. Let's play it for the people. This, I found quite clever, very pointed. Play it, Rich.
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Free on Wednesdays. Oh, I love that, Barb. Because, of course, that's when they've been breaking in the hush money trial for Donald Trump in New York. Now, Michael Cohen, they wrapped up the cross-examination late this afternoon. They closed court for the day. There will be no court on Friday, my understanding. Barron Trump graduating, or maybe Donald running off to a fundraiser in Minnesota. One or the other. He'll be, or both, maybe both, but probably doing the fundraiser for sure-sies. And then back Monday for redirect. So the prosecutors get one more crack at Michael Cohen on Monday to try to clean up the mess of a witness. Mark, I see you there. And if you'd like to be like Mark and put your opinions out there on the airwaves, 844-967-2789. George Conway. Know this guy? Used to be married to the Kellyanne Conway. Still a conservative. Shows why the Trump lawyer win won't be enough to beat conviction. Certainly, Todd Blanche was masterful today by all descriptors. And here is what someone else says. The defense may have laid a glove on the prosecution's star witness, Michael Cohen, in the criminal hush money trial. But for George Conway, there was no devastating blow that landed. the conservative attorney tussled with the former president, Donald Trump's attorney, Tim Parlortor. I don't know, Tim. Tim Parlortor. Tim still got his lawyer's license. Has he been disbarred yet? Anyways, they were on CNN's The Lead. Conway claimed a stiff jab from lead attorney Todd Blanche failed to inflict much damage on the former fixer and attorney-turned-Trump antagonist Cohen. You know, for all the looking at the effectiveness of the direct examination from 2015 on the past, the election, and all the corroborated documentation in the corroborated phone records, just nitpicking at this one call. Again, the call that was very, very important and could cast some doubt was a, I believe, October 24th phone call 2016. And Cohen had always represented this was the time when he had told Donald Trump, Stormy got paid. I fixed it. You know, we buried this story before the election of 2016, which happened subsequently very early in November. Apparently, it wasn't the only topic of this conversation, wasn't even the foremost topic in Michael Cohen's mind at the time. The foremost topic was some 14-year-old crank caller that Michael Cohen wanted to have the Secret Service run down. So he called Keith Schiller, and that was, and that's Donald Trump's body guy. You wouldn't call Trump. You would call someone by Trump, and then they would hand Trump the phone. So the call was actually for Keith Schiller, and Trump must have been nearby. So in this minute 36 phone call, Michael Cohen expresses now that not only did he tell Trump about the hush money payment, but also apparently there was quite a bit of conversation about this 14-year-old crank caller. And what are they going to do about it? And there were subsequent texts. Well, that's the nitpicking of the singular phone call. More from Conway. I just don't think it's going to be enough. And I have a feeling that on redirect, it's going to get all cleaned up by the prosecution. Well, from your lips to the prosecutor's ears. Blanche, another attorney, the former, well, let me just read on. Blanche is the current Trump attorney, brought some fury when he interrogated Cohen on specific phone records and text messages related to Cohen's damning accusation that he personally chatted with his then-boss Trump about the $130,000 hush money scheme to porn actor Stormy Daniels. I miss the Stormy dramatic reading days. The former president has pled not guilty to falsifying business records to hide payments to Daniels. And Blanche accused Cohen of lying in an incident that implicated his megastar client. At the heart of Blanche's salvo was Cohen's text detailing crank calls made by a 14-year-old prankster, as Crudy has told you a few times on this show. Blanche claimed Cohen reached out to Trump's bodyguard, Keith Schiller, back on October 24, 2016, to moan about being pestered, but nothing about supplying the boss with his intention of sealing up the Daniels silence deal. Cohen admitted the issue when questioned by prosecutors. The issue being the whole 14-year-old crank caller. Never talked about that. That's a lie, boomed Blanche. Pallitore, that's the former Trump attorney, at least that's the pronunciation I've landed on, Pallitore believes the moment did damage to Manhattan District Attorney. It has definitely been one of those days, Rich. District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case, and could be the moment a jury member found reasonable doubt. I don't disagree with the aforementioned mispronounced Pallitore. I think that was a significant point, he said. The prosecution's biggest problem here is they have a lot of corroboration for the things that are not in dispute. They have a lot of corroboration for the things that are not elements of the crime. But the pieces that actually put Donald Trump into the alleged crime, those elements, those are the ones that there is no corroboration for. That has been Crudy's contention since back in hour one. Anyways, Conway shot back. I think that Mr. Pallitore is grossly overstating that the prosecution showed that Michael Cohen lied at that instance. It's not inconsistent since the proposition that both he might have talked to Schiller about that very briefly and then said, hey, boss, put the boss on. Hey, boss, we need to fix the Daniels problem. Yes. But I think reasonable people, George Conway, could also have reasonable doubt. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be looking, you know, a reasonable person shouldn't be looking for reasonable doubt. You should just be looking at the evidence and putting it all together, because it might be, you know, that you know, and knowing that, you know, hearing the whole context of everything that's gone on, you know, that you're going to make the reasonable assumption that this is the way Trump operates, fast and loose, and you know, that wants to get things done quick, and, you know, let's make this problem go away, and, you know, that worrying about a 14-year-old crank caller, you know, what kind of cowardice is that? But for our friend CJ out there, you got to keep CJ on topic. If you say these are the two topics I wanted to talk about, that he shouldn't.
I'd be a terrible debate moderator, wouldn't I, Mark?
It would be. You know, that it gets a little because he didn't talk about the topics. He started whacking on Joe Biden, and that yes, inflation was high back then. I was recognizing what stuff was going on, because at that point in time I was coming off of cancer surgery, you know, in the autumn of 2020. You know, missed another deer season because of it. So I was paying attention to some of the stuff as far as I could, and that it is just it's just sad that, you know, that. CJ, if you want to have a political conversation, stay on the topic that the host asks you to talk on, and don't whine when he tries to keep you on topic, because you told him what you wanted him to talk about. These are my two subjects, but you gave him so much latitude there that he just, you know, went off the way he usually does and started hammering on Joe Biden, who has been a more than adequate president, you know, in the times we face right now. And
more than adequate? That's the best you could say? More than adequate?
No,
come on, if my wife called me more than adequate, I would probably divorce her.
No, I think Joe Biden's been a very good president, and he's standing up to our adversaries around the world, unlike Donald Trump did, who dropped to his knees and worshipped at the feet of Vladimir Putin and who knows who else. I mean, all the Erdogan and Turkey. That it is just, you know, Donald Trump has never met a strong man he didn't like. I mean, and that is, you know, that, and Joe Biden at least is standing up to them, because for guys like CJ, they would have sold Ukraine out a long time ago.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness is meandering a bit. Mark, I appreciate the call. I'm going to turn my attention, and I do appreciate the call, but I do feel like there are more topics on the table than one tired, crudy mind can currently manage, so I'm going to streamline it down to the Vice President. Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee today. Hope she got out before the weather. The tornado warning should have expired for Oak Creek right about now, so I'm hopeful that that was not a big deal, that the tornadic rotating funnel clouds went out over Lake Michigan. But we're going to end the day, or at least I'm intending to end the day, talking about the Vice President, Kamala Harris. And we don't know who Trump's VP will be. He's now threatening to roll out his VP pick in Milwaukee. I don't know if he said that just because Kamala's in Milwaukee today. Trump, of course, defend on Trump again in court today. And that contrasts with Joe Biden, who, you know, put out the challenge. I will debate you anytime, any place under these rules. And Trump has already accepted, but, you know, don't be shocked if he backpedals. I think there is real concern on the right that Donald Trump's not up for the debate. He's not the Donald Trump of 2016 or 2023. He's a little older and, you know, maybe not as sharp as he once was, you know, and he is so torn down. Joe Biden, man, can barely string two sentences together. Can barely walk, Trump would claim of Biden. Well, when you contrast the two, and one seems quite fit compared to the other, morally and otherwise, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, VP Kamala Harris in Milwaukee today, her conversation about Black home ownership and economic opportunity. And my understanding, and I will read when we get back the coverage thereof, some of the takeaways from the VP's visit. But D.L. Hughley She brought a comedian. That guy's very funny. I think I've seen him live. Rich also has seen him live. Folks, we had the Devil's Advocate. Still time for your final takes of the day. 844-967-2789. I'll check the text line over the break as well. Share a few of those. So text me up if you've got the inkling. And come on back. I'll tell you about the vice president. Now, for those wondering, yes, Rich and I will be doing this again live for you on Friday. You know, Thursday is Friday Eve in some people's mind. And then back full steam ahead on Monday, normal operations. But tomorrow we air the grievances. You can air yours. Hell, I'll let you get a head start. 844-967-2789. The VP and Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin with frequency. What a contrast with the Hillary campaign. It's almost like they realize the importance of my favorite state. You're my favorite people. Come back, all you Badgers and others. Once again, 844-96-PARTY.
Would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, a Cohen cross-examination edition for everyone but CJ. He had his own agenda. 844-967-2789. If you are agenda free, just want to talk some politics, join me between now and like 8 minutes from now. And then tune in tomorrow. Doing it live on a Friday. Should be at the cabin. But I owe it to you people. At least that's the way I feel. Don't want anyone shaking a fist saying I'm not willing to work hard for the audience. Of course I'm willing to work for you. You're my favorite people. And my family. You know, you're right up there. A vice presidential debate has been offered and accepted, apparently, according to the Biden campaign, that to happen after the Republican National Convention that's coming to Milwaukee. But the debate itself to occur in late July, that'd be the VP debate. Now, the Biden campaign and the Trump campaigns apparently have agreed to debate on June 27th and September 10th. And we had the VP, Kamala Harris, in Wisconsin today. You know, I suspect whoever Trump's going to pick was probably in court today with Trump, or has been recently. But let me tell you about Kamala and her trip to Milwaukee. In a visit to Milwaukee today, Vice President Kamala Harris pressed the case that the Biden-Harris administration economic policies that have helped Americans, in particular, address disparities that affect Black Americans and business owners. The visit is her fourth to the critical swing state ahead of November's presidential election that is expected to be a rematch of the 2020 race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Yeah, but it's not going to be Kamala versus Pence this time. Harris' visit was part of what the White House has dubbed an economic opportunity tour. Let me say that twice. Economic opportunity tour. You know I'm tired, White House. You know I've been working hard and getting beat up. And anyways, maybe they didn't do it to stump me specifically, but that's been a common theme today. Here's a quote. A lot of what this tour is highlighting is the various things that we are doing to acknowledge the various dimensions of who we are, but in the context of economic opportunity. Be it debt, be it home ownership, be it access to loans, be it access to counseling and services that help people know how to start a business and keep a business, Harris said during a stop at the Discovery World Museum in Milwaukee, where she spoke with comedian, radio host, and author D.L. Hughley. But he was funny. VP Kamala Harris focused on Black home ownership, business, and a critical voting block. I don't know if you know this, but Black home ownership in this state trails white home ownership drastically. I mean, it's massive, the gap. The conversation between Harris and Hughley before a packed room focused on the importance of access to information and relationships and building businesses and generating wealth and the challenges faced by communities of color across generations. She, Kamala Harris, said the tour intends to acknowledge both the opportunities and disparities and obstacles for communities of color. Now, Harris's comments come as Democrats seek to maintain support among black voters amid reports the party's backing amid the key voting bloc has slipped. Yeah, I keep hearing that, but that's often small sample polling. You know, you get like 50 black voters sampled and you extrapolate for a larger audience that, anyways, heard that complained about on the MSNBC quite a bit yesterday, under sampling of black people and then casting that as a wider net. Anyways, Harris said the tour was designed to share information about the resources available. She sought help from people in the audience who she said were invited to attend because they are businesses and opinion leaders. Please help us get the word out. According to Harris, she said the administration was dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America to rebuild infrastructure, invest in clean energy, and build resilience to climate change. Harris highlighted James Phelps, the president of JCP Construction, who introduced her, saying that businesses like his bring to life the work that policymakers in D.C. envision. On the issue of black home ownership, she, Harris, discussed the consequences of segregation, redlining, and racial bias in home appraisals. The administration, she said, is taking steps, including requiring home appraisers to be trained on racial bias. She spoke to the administration's efforts to forgive student loan debt and remove a prohibition on accessing small business loans for people who have been previously incarcerated. Biden last week met with black voters on a trip to Wisconsin and on Wednesday made his case on a Black Talk radio show. Sherwin Hughes used to work for me. The Truth on 101.7 FM, the news talk radio station focusing on Milwaukee's black community. That is news to me. I didn't know Biden did Sherwin Hughes. Now I got a bone to pick with Bo Biden and Sherwin Hughes. Come on, man. Joe Biden going to Sherwin Hughes' show. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, but come on. Greatest radio show ever right here for you, Joe. Next time. I didn't even know. Now I'm offended. Come on back tomorrow when we'll do it again live. We're doing it live. Barron Trump's graduation Friday edition and a fundraiser in Minnesota for the old man. And your grievances, of course. Rich, thank you so much for joining me here today. That's it. I'm out of stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great night.